put it this way, Wayne. If I'm able to spread some girl's ass cheeks and put my tongue up in her ass, so I mean, I think I'm comfortable putting something up my ass. Then you know, let's just say that, all right.
And yes, okay. Welcome people to another edition of the Walking Dead Recapture.
Please don't start it with that.
Oh no, we're starting it with that. We're starting it right from that line.
I don't have no grand entrance up like CJ or anything like that. You know, I ain't at a Popeyes or KFC or anything like that. But hey, I'm here.
We're all here. And we're all here to do this shit once again.
So, yeah, I just want to say, fuck this show. I don't give a shit about it no more. Yeah.
A lot of people weren't happy with this episode.
Yeah, Walking Dead, you know what? You got me. I'm on that bandwagon now. I don't really care about you no more. You can go to hell.
Never will I watch a show when I, you know, I'm packing to try to go to Australia, and then all of a sudden the show seemed longer than the trip. So.
Especially when we get to that hillbilly-ass redneck fucking ending.
My God.
Okay, CJ, what? I know you brought this up earlier this season about the music and shit. I love the music in here. This had to be the weakest fucking music I heard in every episode.
A song about a wolf.
Are you knocking the mountain goats? Are you fucking serious? I love the mountain goats. They are
that
amazing.
That song was cartoonish as shit at the end of the show. I was like, wow.
I will admit the song choice for this episode, kind of fucking stupid. Love the mountain goats, but doesn't fit with The Walking Dead. I'm sorry.
That ending song did not fit that tone of that goddamn scene at all. And I gotta say, this is the reason why Daryl needs Rick, because obviously he's a retarded hillbilly that don't know no fucking better. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this. What idiot would fucking burn down your damn palace of safety in a zombie apocalypse in the middle of the fucking night?
That was the stupidest little girl thing I've ever seen. Little Beth is becoming Bob Stokey, okay? She wanted a drink, and it was a symbolism of badness.
She just wanted to see what her daddy tastes like. Like, oh, it tastes like daddy. It
tastes like blood. Oh, okay, good. I remember last week I was giving Daryl shit. I was like, why the fuck would he get in the back of a trunk? That don't even make any damn sense. But then after watching this episode, I was like, you know what? He's a little punk bitch. He's a little Kung Pao chicken bitch. That's what he is. Yeah. Little Kung Pao chicken bitch.
It's like he's a little scared boy. They're really showing him to be there.
He's really scared. Is. His tracks are showing.
I got to say this to you, Walking Dead creators. We're in the fourth fucking season. Nobody gives a shit about this no more, okay? I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now.
Hey, he got to talk about his brother.
I don't care. That shit is old. You learned that shit in the second season. People talking about, what did you do, Daryl, before? Nobody gives a shit no more. Okay?
Nobody gave a shit when you had that shitty game that came out, too, like a few months ago. So
that fucking story he told, I was just like, well, that ain't really even that big of a reveal, because I kind of got that by looking at his brother and him. I mean, that ain't right. The story he told, I'm just looking at him like, who didn't see that? Really, I mean.
Yeah, his dad was a drunk who treated him like shit, and he relied on his brother. Yep.
Who didn't see that, personally? Come on now, if you didn't see that, you've got to be the most stupidest, most retarded motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
I ain't trying to judge a nigga, but that nigga can be easily judged.
Nah, look, I think we're pretty much all on the same page here, that we didn't enjoy this episode too well.
Yeah, I mean, come on now, like, you want to give Daryl an episode? You know, no, everybody want to see how mysterious and how badass Daryl was, but then you finally give him a whole episode to himself. I mean, granted, he was with Beth, and what do they do? Make him more of a bitch than he already was from last episode. So.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you, my darkness brother. Oh, thank you, goddamn it.
It's like I was watching a bad episode of some live event of, like, a Jerry Springer aftermath.
You this know, is why like, I keep telling you, they should have kept Shane's ass around.
Shane would have done.
He would have beat that motherfucker. Yeah, Tori.
Stop it, Wayne. Stop.
They should have kept Merle alive so he could have checked his ass and been like, baby brother, what the hell you doing with this little bitch right here? Either we gonna rape her or get rid of her. What you wanna do?
That's why you're waiting to see the ghost of Merle. The ghost of Merle should have appeared in that shack, just drinking the moonshine. That would have been more appropriate. It would have made more sense.
Burn this house down, baby. We used to live there. It's got some history.
But that would have made more sense.
It would have made a shitload more sense. Hey, now, I will say this. I didn't hate the episode as much as I did the first one coming back. But I'm thinking
it's definitely forgettable.
Yeah, it definitely was forgettable. I was just like, okay, I thought this show was supposed to be getting better now. It seems to be just staying on an average basis now, just being average.
But the thing is, which I've worked out, it seems to be any time they do a show just dedicated to one person, or like, in this case, mm-hmm. the two, it's just following the one storyline, so it's boring. But when they jump from other storylines for the other groups, then it's actually far more interesting.
Well, the funny thing is, because I agree with you completely, the funny thing about that, too, though, is it's like, yeah, we're following these characters alone or whatever, but the stories that Beth and Daryl is fucking telling, we already know that shit.
And they're not
like,
going anywhere. They're not going anywhere.
You see Beth here talking about, like, oh, this is what my father used to do. Yeah, we kind of know that already, because we know your father was a nice old man. And then Daryl's telling his story about his background. It's just like, yeah, I kind of got that idea already, man. I didn't need to hear that from you, really. I did.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, it's fucking weird, though, that that's just, like, they're retelling shit that we already know about, and then they think, well, this is going to be, as you said, when Daryl's talking about his backstory, it's like, well, we fucking know all about this shit already. You're not telling us anything interesting or anything new.
It seems like that this season, or this part of the season, is trying to pace fan service of what people have been asking for. And I think they're going a wrong way about that personally, whatever, because fans don't know what the fuck they be talking about.
This is it. Fans aren't always fucking right. Fans like demand shit, and it's not always correct, such as Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we won't go there.
Justice League movie. Because it seems like every episode we're getting right now, I've been hearing fans, yeah, that's what I wanted to see, that's what I see. I'm sorry, but it is way too late for a Daryl episode where he does the shit he's doing in this episode. Just, and then people's like, yeah, I still want to know his background story. And it's like, you really don't know his background. Everybody's trying to give him this cool job like he was a detective or something. It's like, come on now, let's be real.
That was the one reveal I do like, where he's just like, you know what, I was a fucking nobody. It's like, this, in the end of the day, I was just a complete redneck fucking loser. And that's what
exactly. I think people were more upset about it because they were just like, oh, that's it. It's like, what the hell did you expect?
Yeah, exactly. What did you expect? What did you say? Oh, you know, I was a private detective and fucking, no.
Yeah, I was a CIA agent for the military. You know, I was undercover a lot, so you know I didn't know no better. It's like,
yeah, you can see like him and Merle, these two detectives working in secret.
His brother is Merle, and he was a redneck himself. He knows how to hunt and shit. I highly doubt that brother had any CIA training. Yeah. Okay, come on now, let's be real. His brother was Merle. He's stuck by his brother Merle from thick to thin.
I am starting to miss Merle now. You know. Him hanging around the group added so much character to it.
Because you know that Merle would have been with Daryl. He would have been slapping the shit out of Daryl. Right?
Oh, he would have fucking killed Beth, or he would have raped her, fucking killed her, or he would have just fucking left her for dead.
He would have told her, yeah, you go to sleep, girl, and then they would have been looking at each other. And he's like, now, baby brother, you want to rape her first, or I'll go first? Which, how you want to do this? Yeah.
By the way, if you're wondering where CJ and Sammy have gone, they've dropped out. God knows what the fuck happened with some of their connections, so they've vanished for a little while.
It's funny how they both dropped out at the same time, though. I was like, are those two in Canada together?
Hey, you never know, they could be.
You know, CJ probably thought Canada was an hour away from...
Oh, yeah, it was a ferry ride.
So he flew there first. And he was just like, well, it's only about a 30-minute flight now to Australia. You know?
Yeah, if it's a 30-minute flight, you'll get a shock. And the thing is, they're trying to contact me on Facebook at the moment, saying that they're the ones who dropped out and their Skypes aren't working.
Yeah, see, it keeps coming back and forth. It's just like, they just keep coming and dropping. It's just like, yeah, okay. Obviously it's you two, cause we're working fine now.
We're the professionals in this shit.
Exactly, we're very professional here. So we're the host, you got the darkness and, not worth kicking the ass. Oh yeah.
Okay. Even movie spoilers now, it just becomes the darkness.
The darkness, baby. I just saw a new movie that just said the darkness. I was like, everything says the darkness, goddammit. Everything.
You've gotta trademark that shit.
I gotta trademark that shit.
Before it gets out of control, I mean, eventually there's just gonna be a movie called The 12 Years of Darkness.
I am fucking seeing movies left and right every week now, and there's always one out of the three I see every week that says the darkness in that shit. Now, you are correctly right. I need to trademark that shit away.
They say Batman vs. Superman is called The Darkness, then that'll be it. That will be it. And we're all back or not?
There we go.
Yeah. Ha.
So I have no idea what happened. Are y'all in the same room fucking each other or what?
No.
No, no. What happened is we wanted to talk about The Walking Dead without you guys.
Bullshit. Y'all was talking about something else.
We were talking about something interesting that wasn't The Walking Dead, so.
Yeah, yeah. And you, Sammy, so. Yeah. Yeah. Check it back on the episode.
Get her drunk with some moonshine.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I was just going to knock her upside her head and be like, hey.
I don't even think it'd take that much, right? Really.
I think you just push her and she'll be like, oh, okay.
Well. I think if you put rubbing alcohol on her skin, then she just start getting all drunk.
Well, yeah, CJ, you would have seen Sammy drunk at that spill, of course.
Yeah, that was like rubbing alcohol. She cut herself. She was drunk the whole way through.
Are you kidding me? I drank more than you did.
Well, she was like, oh, I'm like, whoa.
I think I bought my own.
Calm down. We're not, you know, we're talking about The Walking Dead now. So.
Okay, Walking Dead. Yep. I would love to get drunk
say,
with Daryl.
I was going to say 2 years ago, I drank more than both of you put together. So I wouldn't really count that odd now, but that's just me. And Sammy, TJ, don't worry. All I gotta do is throw some trash on the ground, and Sammy be in distinct pause for a whole like, 2 minutes. So that gives me enough time to get in and get out. And Wayne, all I gotta do is stab a wolf, and you'll be pissed off. So.
Yeah, well, I don't animal cruelty. Pissed. You can kill any human, that's fine, but yeah, not an animal.
You faggot.
God damn.
I always call you people, it's like, oh, animals, it's cruelty, but if people, whatever.
Hey, fuck people. People have their own choice in life. They can all defend themselves.
You should be equal on all parts around.
I just don't like people. People don't deserve life. Well, most people don't deserve life. Some people do.
Dang it. Excuse me.
So what's the name of this episode anyway? Called it what?
Still.
Bullshit.
It's still bullshit.
It's still bullshit.
Yeah.
What was so stealth about it? Because I remember Dale getting drunk and being loud.
Hey, what's up with your names? Are they supposed to like be arranged in an order where they make out a sentence? What's going on?
What?
What? It's been like what? After inmates claim still and the next one's alone.
No, the next one is darkness. At this point, why not?
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Darkness replaced this show, cause it's awful.
I would say it was
awful.
You know,
I didn't hate this episode as much as the first one, but I like I was telling Wayne, I think this show for this season has hit a point where it's just average now. It's not doing going out the box, it's mind blowing. And the way they're spending time with these characters, I was telling Wayne, I was saying, I think they're just doing fan service and giving these characters their own time to do what people have been asking, what they wanted from these characters. Yep. And I gotta tell you right now, we in the fourth fucking season going on the fifth, nobody gives a shit at this point. If you couldn't guess that by now, you was the most retarded motherfucker I've ever met in my life. And I mean retarded with the capital R in that bitch. Damn, is that two midgets? Oh my lord.
Wow.
Okay,
is that two midgets?
Sorry, I was looking out the window. I was like, damn, that is two midgets walking right now. Alright. Open my window and say, are y'all fucking?
Why would the, your train of thought gets separated by two midgets walking past your window, okay?
Yeah, well, I ain't never fucked a midget before, so I'm just curious, that's why.
Would you ever want to fuck a midget?
Have you ever fucked one?
No!
I didn't think so, so why wouldn't I then? Cause I could be like, well, I can tell you what, Wayne, I fucked a Martian, a black, a Indian, and Sammy.
A midget. A ghost.
Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. I'd say the one thing I did like from this episode is when Daryl kind of admits that he probably should have gone after the governor. If he went after him and didn't stop, it could have possibly have turned out different.
Was he ever chasing the governor though? I don't remember that at all.
No.
Yeah, him and Michonne were. So don't tell me I'm not paying attention to this show.
No, Michonne was the only one. Daryl was the one that told her to stop. What are you talking about?
But that's the point. That's why he's blaming himself. Because he was going out there looking with her at one stage, and then
no, he
stopped.
No, he fucking wasn't.
Yes, he fucking did.
Trying to make up shit.
You rewatched that shit. Where they would be going out. Then she was one who continued the search where he realized he needed to actually knuckle down and leak groups.
Shit, I remember that scene exactly. Nope. They were going to that store where Bob Stokey went to, first when you find out where he's alcohol, and Michonne had came back and he told her, he was like, you might as well just give that up or some shit. And
that's come the point. Out with us. He right was now. Going with her before that.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was. What
oh, you motherfuckers.
Wayne, are you watching the show again?
I am watching the show.
He never was going after, remember? Okay, the ending episode, we see him holding, Merle, and he was, in the next episode back, he was back at the prison. He was never going after fucking,
because that was months later. Months and months.
I'm breaking it down for you. And then next, you know, we get into the new season. The new season, what do you see? He's still at the prison, but he's being more the leader because Rick has took a step back.
Exactly, because he had to. He had to take responsibility.
You're making up shit now again. Good God damn. God damn it.
I need to be a writer for Walking Dead, because maybe you can make up some better shit than what's going on.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to be a writer for that show.
Yeah, I think them two midgets have just walked
out. I'll tell you, if I was writing this episode, Rosita would have came into it to start.
That's the problem with this episode, too. It didn't have no Rosita in there, neither. And I was just like, you know, this episode's already a fuck it. I was like, all that praise we gave her. I know Robert Kirkman and them was listening to this shit, too. And all that praise. And what did he do? Well, we just keep her out the episode and see if these guys going to be interested. It wasn't interested at all. Just look at Beth. I had to look at Beth's 16-year-old ass all day. I was just right. Like, if I was a redneck, I'd rape her, but, you know.
Right. if you're the redneck, you call her sister.
Exactly.
And then rape her, yeah.
I got enough shit on me being black as it is. I don't need rape on my status now, you know. But once again, did not hate this episode as much as the first one. I just thought it was bland and generic.
But what are the fans thinking about it too? Because I know we all thought the same thing, very generic and very just dull.
I don't think nobody watched it because the Oscars was on, so.
Who gave a shit about the Oscars?
Actually, 12.6 million people watched it.
Well, there you go.
Compared to the 7 million that watched
it. Who seriously gives a shit about the Oscars? Who cares about that shit?
Wayne, just because you got horrible taste in movies,
I have great taste in movies. The Academy always the same. They have
you,
to give
you bullet to the head defending motherfucker. You
I never liked that movie. I never liked that movie. You lying shit.
That fucking movie is horrible.
Every single year, they will give Return of the King.
CJ, what did he defend last year? A little movie called Star Trek.
Yep.
Because it had darkness into it. I said it was still a bad movie, however, I stand by that shit. It is still better than the first one. The first one's fucking horrible.
Okay, whatever, Wayne. That movie is horrible.
Of course it's awful, but it's still better than that fucking... There is far worse off movies than that shit.
Alright, Wayne, we don't need to know about your horrible movie taste. We know why you quit doing it, alright? So, yeah, either way, but anyway.
I just judge it the way I see it.
We need to know about your fucking 80s references and shit like that.
Nick, what's wrong with the 80s? 80s is a great time. Great time. Just because you were born in a terrible generation of the 90s. 90s were horrible.
Motherfucker, I was born in the 80s. What the hell are you talking about?
Wait, 89? That doesn't count. That's towards the end
hell
of the
80s. I wasn't born in 89.
I don't know how old you are. 12, 13? I don't know. You're mysterious. You're worse than Daryl's background. I don't know what your story. You could have been a redneck for all I know. I don't know.
That.
And not hear anymore.
No, it's all back.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I don't know. Dropped that for a second.
Damn, I wish it was for the rest of the episode. But anyway.
Oh,
you're making up story ass, isn't you? Yeah, Daryl was looking for the governor. Yeah, you don't remember that?
He was looking for the governor. You just don't pay attention. You need to listen and focus more. Besides
all
watching
right,
lesbians.
Well, go back to ignoring your ass. CJ, man, what did you find anything you liked in this episode?
I don't know, man. Just maybe they found that dead zombie girl and call her rich bitch. I'm like, what the hell was this about? But did they decapitate her, or like, did they cut off half of her bottom and stick on a mannequin? I'm like, what kind of sicko was at that place? I'm like, God.
Someone with a good sense of humor.
It was Wayne.
What's wrong with that?
It was Wayne that did
it's a golf course. You got to have some fun there.
He fucked that body before he stuck it up there.
That's why he had the torso.
He's like, I'm going to get
Oh, no, you keep the torso. You keep the bottom half. That's all you need.
You keep that mouth.
No, too many teeth.
No, that way you pull out the teeth. So when the zombie going on it.
Zombie is spitting a lot, too, so it's going to be perfect. Back me up here, Sammy.
It's true.
Exactly. That damn, she would carpet munch all over that zombie pussy then, Samantha. Ain't that right? Jesus Christ.
She's falling apart or something. Man.
Yeah, she wasn't that bad looking. Why not?
Sammy, you can put
that. And she was rich.
Then you could be like, I ate bitch's pussy out so well, shit, it fell apart.
I still got something hanging on the lip.
Yeah, shit, I still got a little something on my lip right here. Take a snapshot real quick of this. I'm gonna Snapchat this with CJ real quick. And put in the text, boo. How about you, Miss Samantha? I don't even know where you stand on this episode. I haven't heard your word on it yet.
But. Oh, God. It was... I wish it was better. I wish it was way better than what it was. And it wasn't. It was really mediocre. I can't say it was bad because it wasn't bad. It was just plain run-of-the-mill paint-by-numbers. You could practically guess what they were going to say before they said it.
Yeah.
You knew that he was going to take her to fucking get some moonshine, right?
Yeah.
You could see that coming.
Especially when you knock the first drink out of her, it ain't gonna be your first drink. I'm just like, what you gonna give her? Fucking moonshine or something? And then look like, actually, you know what? They got some bottles in there. I'm just like, yeah. I saw Lawless. I know how this works. Yeah. That's Wayne, but he probably didn't even watch it.
I watched it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
After work.
Well, what happened?
I pay attention. The same thing. Daryl being a fucking pussy, whinging about shit. Beth being a fucking pain in the ass. He went and played golf with some walker's head. That's pretty much the episode.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that pretty much is the episode without even fucking getting into more detail.
You have to bore the audience with the rest of it.
And then he decided to give the finger to the fucking house burning down, which I don't see how that really did anything like appropriate at all. But
I really didn't get that at all. Personally, I thought
it was
a homage to Forrest Gump or some shit. I don't know.
I thought it was a 12-year-old writing this shit, to be honest. I was like, all right.
What should have happened is she should have stuck her finger up and he should have, what the fuck are you doing? Just slapped it down. It's a fucking house, for God's sake. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my head. They were just like, let's burn this house down. He's like, all right. I'm like, what? This place is fortified. Y'all got alcohol here. You can take a nap and shit. It's like, you mean tell me you want to go? Do you guys not remember an hour ago when y'all was running back in the woods and shit like
that? Yeah, what is up with people in the Walking Dead universe? Like the governor, he burned down a bunch of houses. What is up with burning down shelter? You know,
he's crazy.
You know how hard it is to like live in the shelter in that kind of world and you burning it down left and right?
I thought they, like personally, all of the houses we ran into, Daryl and Beth had the best one because it was in the middle of fucking nowhere. So. And plus, Daryl knew the area more. So, I mean, what the hell? And then they talking about burning up.
I think it's just me with Daryl, right?
I was like, yeah.
We all know he's a redneck.
Play this crappy ass music. I was like, what the fuck? What did they do to Daryl? All these women got a hold of his ass.
What did they do to him? He must have been a bitch in this episode because he was having his daddy issues and everything, talking about how his dad abused him and all that.
I didn't have ponies and stuff like that. You know, I was out here hunting and shit. Like, it was like, okay, nigga, we kind of know that already.
I think
the fuck is Wayne's wrong with the connection.
By the way. Wait, is he here?
Yeah. I'm here now. The connection.
Damn it! I'm not saying anything now.
No, that'd be right. Talking about me, mama, back. I just said Wham was right, and that was better.
Talk about you in your front and back. Come on now.
Oh, well.
I think you're right about this Daryl looking with Michonne for the governor. I think he did for a period of time. Just for a short while, not as long as her. He eventually gave up and said, you know, it's not worth it. And Michonne kept looking.
Thank you.
I think you're right.
No, Wayne's still wrong. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Fair enough.
He's still on the... He's still on the fuck you're talking about.
I'm thinking back.
Yeah, Sammy is just trying to fuck you, Wayne. I don't know if you know.
Oh, my God.
And what is wrong with that?
Ever since we started this Walking Dead thing, and since you guys started that 5-minute we talk and hit a buzzer, you know, she's been
trying. That sounds like jealousy to me, Sammy.
Wayne, how's that show working out for you?
Oh, it's working out great.
Oh, shot fired.
We all know I'm too tired to do this shit.
You owe CJ an apology now because apparently he ain't the only one that fired you. So. Oh, I'm sorry. This ain't the darkness right now.
This is not the darkness. So let's get back to this.
I'm sorry. This ain't talk shit hour with P1 and CJ. But anyway. I couldn't help it. Next time,
what were we talking about anyway?
Next time you go behind my back and defend him, motherfucker. But anyway. Gonna think back. Give me a fact, man. Don't you think back and just
it is a fact. It's called memory, and it works, and it serves you well.
All right, man, you about to get ripped on by me and CJ. CJ, help me out here, bro.
You gotta go in that Tyler Perry room. You stop it, Wayne. Stop
it. Hey, I don't know Tyler Perry. We don't get any of his shit in Australia.
So shut up. There's two people you're gonna get acquainted with this week. CeeLo Green and fucking Tyler Perry, so.
Who?
Yeah, so, and this episode, I guess, the round. It was not, I guess, like you said, P1, not a bad one, but just a slow episode. A little bottle episode to have character progression between the two, Daryl and, what's her name, Beth, which nobody really cared. And you should already know, especially if you played the Walking Dead survival game, which was stupid as shit.
That game had enough story in it, didn't it?
Yeah, it barely had any in that either.
But they did have a shout out to it this episode.
Yeah.
They did. That red handkerchief that Daryl used is from one of the characters in whatever the fuck it was called, Survival Instinct.
And
whatever
I think
the fuck it was.
One of the blades of grass that you see is the.
Oh my god!
The episode.
Yeah, I think the glass bottle of that moonshine. I think I saw that in with Clementine.
12 years of slave.
Clementine was drinking it.
Yeah. Oh fuck!
He was putting marbles in. I think Duck was using that, putting his fucking brain.
Kenny races ahead, let him drink this guy all day.
No, him and Kenny was sharing that shit. Yeah.
Come on, boy, you can drink this with me.
All right, Dad. All right, Dad, what is it? It's going to grow some hair on your nuts.
You know, the reason why his mom let him do it, because she was foreign, because her name was Kasha. You know that woman not from the country, named Kasha.
That bitch didn't know no better anyway. Come on now.
Like, she didn't even speak English well.
That was the best Kenny could have got with some Russian bitch fresh off the boat.
Pretty much. She was exactly that. She was totally Russian or whatever. Kasha with some redneck baby.
Okay. Me and Sammy are going to play this for the darnest. We got some shit to talk about that game, by the way. I do want to talk about that shitty fucking character, man. Fuck that character, dude. Mr. Wayne, the wolf himself, the lone ranger, whatever the fuck you calling yourself.
What days, the lone ranger?
5-minute talker, hit a buzzer. I do a show about ass and holes and stuff like that.
But he doesn't stick anything up there.
Why would you? That's just sickening. Right?
Yeah,
I bet you Daryl doesn't stick
point,
nothing
Sammy,
up.
He does a show about an ass with two ass cheeks on it. Yeah, he doesn't stick anything up his ass.
You know what, P1, let's do a poll out there for people. Ask them, would they stick anything up their ass if they were straight?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, do you want Wayne to stick anything up his ass?
Fuck yeah.
That's not like a better poll, right, guys?
No, that's a bad poll. And then you're going to have suggestions, and that's just even more worrying. Hey, because I know the first answer will be fucking Shane, for sure.
Yeah, how about we buy one of them Shane dolls for Wayne? You gotta shove this up your ass. How about that?
Nothing wrong with Shane. Shane's a very nice guy.
You know, I just thought of something, Wayne. You're getting up to that age, man, when it's gonna be time to go to that doctor to put that finger up that ass. So you're gonna be having some
Well, then I would be going to the darkness for sure.
Exactly. He's gonna good. Be telling you, bend over, and you're gonna hear that glove snap on real quick. And if, yeah, I'm gonna tell you this right now, if you get a boner, I'm laughing. I'm laughing. I'm telling you, you liked that, didn't you, huh?
I somehow don't see that happening anytime soon. And even if it did, I fucking wouldn't be telling you, you son of a bitch.
Oh yeah, I'll find out, motherfucker.
You'll be like General Zod. I will find out.
I will find out,
motherfucker. You're gonna fly up there with that General Zod's penis ship.
Even if I gotta tell CJ to take you this weekend, I'm gonna find out.
That's something we can do together, CJ. There you go.
Awesome. Looking forward.
Yeah, CJ would love to go. Just laugh at your ass. That's material for the darkness, baby.
I'm like, is this how they get Vegemite? No. I said, no.
I tell you what, you are fucking having Vegemite when you get here, motherfucker.
All right. We record that and we have the commercial for Darkie.
Yeah, I bet you do that live in the darkness when you're down here. You can have a live Vegemite sandwich.
There we go.
I like how you
and fairy bread. Make them eat fairy bread, too.
A fairy bread's not too bad. But the Vegemite's the thing that people don't really like. Unless you're Australian.
I like how he doesn't even ask for you to be on his show. Look at that.
I haven't got any shows. I'm retired.
He just kicks you to the curb. And he's like, I'm going to use that motherfucker for his American talent. And I ain't got nothing else for him. But Wayne, how about your final thoughts, man? We can wait all way, y'all.
It's just final thought. It really is no thought. It's just a very forgettable fucking episode. And it shits me because Daryl's like one of the best characters that puts a fire in him very quickly, and it shits me. You know, get him back on his motorbike, give him back his fucking poncho, and make him.
Why they pussifying him though? Is because these fucking fans and women out here talking about, oh, Daryl, so they're like, oh man,
he's the sensitive new age guy.
Yeah, fuck exactly. Daryl, oh, see, he's changeable. I can change him. Now, if Merle was here, that's an unchanging motherfucker. That motherfucker ain't changed.
Well, even then, he could change. He changed a little bit.
He was still a racist fuck, though.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Now, had the governor been a nigga, he'd have been happy to put that motherfucker down. He'd have been like, I'll put him down for just because I want to now. He ain't protect. Plus, he's trying to get up in Michonne's pants. You saw that, right?
Oh, yeah. You can't blame him for that.
I told you, he likes some sisters. He likes chocolate in his pants, you know? Yeah, he's like, I like chocolate on black, baby. Now, after I'm done,
always bet on black.
And get out of my bed, but other than that, you know. How about you, Miss SB?
Like I said before, mediocre episode. Pick up the fucking pace. Let me see some Rick. I don't care about fucking Daryl's backstory anymore. He's an open book. We can see it now. Just continue on with the fucking story. Go back to the scientist. Tell me how he fucking knows the zombie apocalypse started. Tell me he knows how to cure it. Let me see fucking Glenn find Maggie. Let me see Sasha.
Bob Stokey.
Like, let's see some hotness back, please. Like, Daryl's hot, but come on, these women, we need some girls.
Is there only like 3 or 4 episodes left, right?
Yep, 4 episodes left.
They need to speed this shit up, because I would expect by this episode we would have got the group back together by now, and we would have been taking them this new town that they heading to and shit like that. You know what? If the finale is badass, then it'll probably be forgivable. I could see that they're probably building up to that, but if the finale is as mediocre as the rest of these episodes right now, then damn. True Detective, I'm coming back. Well, actually, that show's ended, so never mind. All right, well, then. Never mind. I ain't got nothing to say about that, then. I don't really have anything to say about this at all, which I've already said. He's going to be repeating ourselves.
I think everything's really been said, really.
Yeah, it's just going to be beating that dead wolf over and over again, you know. Oh, sorry, Wayne. Got you in the room.
I don't give a fuck about horses. Fuck horses.
I said wolf.
Oh, wolf. I said wolf. Beating a dead wolf, though.
Yeah,
like dolphins. Why do people defend dolphins? Dolphins are fucking stupid.
They're supposed to be the smartest animals on the planet, actually.
Yeah, it's talking about they get caught in fucking nets all the time and caught by Japanese. That's not fucking smart.
I don't think dolphins get caught by Japanese, but alright then. That's what you're alright, Wayne, if that's how you, alright. Your geography is perfect on that.
I'm sure I read that somewhere.
You read?
Yes, I do read. I read occasionally.
That's why you had Sammy on that 5-minute bullshit you had, so you can have Sammy pull up for you.
Oh yeah, but that's when I'm half asleep. I can't read when I'm asleep.
Oh mate, I'm too busy. I don't have time to read this or look it up or anything like that.
How about you read some questions, motherfucker?
Okay, Alright, Robert from the Bay says, okay, I think I got it now. Wayne's is bitch ass chains.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is what we're talking about, that quiz.
And P1 is Merle. Oh my god, he got it right.
Someone got it right for one.
Yeah, we got a win. My boy Robert from the Bay, California up in this bitch.
Congratulations, baby brother.
About goddamn time. I mean, it was pretty easy, at least for me. I don't know.
It took, what, 2-3 weeks for someone to get that?
It's been 2 weeks now, shit.
Fuck.
By the way, I don't think we've seen the end of them cats that took over the house that Rick and Carl were staying in. I was with you, P1. I thought that was Negan, too. Anyways, love the podcast and keep up the phenomenal job, guys. No pun intended. I'm assuming, at least. See, you can use phenomenal for everything, see? I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there.
It's a good word to say, though. Yeah, it rolls off the tongue well.
Rolls off the tongue, that's right. You should change not worth a kick in the ass to phenomenal in the ass.
you never know. Wayne,
you should put some phenomenal up your ass and see if you like that instead.
No. Nothing goes. Exit only. No entry.
All right, man. I'm just passing that on to you, but all right, well, whatever. Cynthia, she says, oh my god, how could I miss it? Wayne does defend that little bitch, Shane. And fucking P1
fuckable.
Says, baby, fuck them. Every damn episode. Oh well, great episode anyways. I really love this episode, Rosita.
episode Rosita.
Do you guys think the Darkness Brothers are gonna be spacing out now that Rosita will be on screen more?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Who can't blame?
I was paying attention so hard to this episode. Shit, I was looking for her ass in the shadow.
Looking in the bushes. Where's that fucking Rosita?
Where's that fucking Rosita at? Is she gonna meet up with Daryl or something like that? What's going on here? Like, and then I found out what happens when you pay attention so very hard. You don't really like shit. Andrew, he says, you guys had every right to spend this episode on Rosita. Because she was a nice sight to lay eyes on. Do you think her character was... Damn, I love how every question is about her.
Well, yeah, we didn't expect that.
Well, yeah, we did talk about it for an hour and 20 minutes, but do you think her character will be a big part in this season, or will they kill her off soon because P1 and CJ are going to be distracted?
Big character.
I do believe she... In the comics, she's still alive. So hopefully they keep with that.
You know who else is still alive in the comics? That little bitch that they found in the barn. But well, they killed her from now, though. Well, here's the thing, Andrew. Even if they do kill her off, the body is still fresh for 36 hours. So, throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Man. You're talking about distraction. Even if she dies, I mean.
But it depends how. It depends how she dies. That's the difference.
The torso is still intact, and it's still good.
Yeah.
So.
If you're burnt to a crisp, then it could be a bit crunchy.
I don't know, man. It might,
crunchy? Like...
Yeah, crunchy.
She's so fucking pale and tropical that I think a little darkness would do her some good, so.
Crunchy.
I don't know.
When you get burnt, it becomes crunchy.
I think Sammy would like that the most if it's crunchy, because you know they'd be crunching up, you know, crocodiles and shit like that, I guess. You know, those Indians or whatever.
What the fuck? Crocodiles and Indians.
Yeah, I saw a documentary about her people and shit like that. They were like, they were catching anything they fucking could catch and just eat it. I was like, damn, they some savages motherfuckers, but hey, you gotta eat, I guess.
Oh my god.
They were passing that alligator around like it was goddamn, like it was Vegemite or something.
Daryl, that snake.
I was like, damn, I didn't know alligators were traveling around these parts where they were hanging out. All right, well, okay. Ray, he says, I know people thought Daryl was cool, but I gotta say, after this episode, ain't really much to him. Do you guys feel like what they're revealing in this finale of the season is a little too late?
I think you said it exactly before. You said the exact same thing. All the shit you knew happened in season two. Like, who gives a shit now?
Yeah, exactly. We saw it in season one when he met his brother, and then when they said, you left Merle? Oh, his brother ain't gonna be happy about that. When they said that, I already knew what Daryl's character was, alright?
Yeah, that's before Daryl even appeared on screen.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't even on screen yet, and then when Dale said that line, oh, you left Merle? Daryl's not gonna be happy about that. And Rick was like, who's Daryl? That's his brother. And I was like, well, there you go. That summed up that character all in a bunch right there. Mm-hmm. He's a racist little fuck that doesn't know no better. Anyway, last question I got here is, Nick, he says, where do you guys see this season wrapping up to? Because it kind of seems like it's starting back from day one.
Where is wrapping up to? Isn't it wrapping up to that one place?
Yeah, the city that they're all howling to.
Yeah, it's going to wrap up there. I think they're all going to meet back there, aren't they?
I will say that the previews for next week look pretty interesting, though.
Yeah, it looks like Maggie and Bob and all they got to team up with finally come together with Daryl and Beth. So it looks like that.
Scene they had where they were in the fog and they were standing side by side. And the zombies were like, that looked like it's going to be a badass scene right there.
Then again, I think was missing in this. There was no intensity in this episode at all. Like that. Even when they're hiding in the car, it's like, yeah, you knew they're not going to fucking get killed, so what's the big deal, yeah?
And when Beth got jumped by that one walker, we all knew that she was fine.
Yeah. She smashed that bottle across it. Had that been Bob Stoker, he'd be like, you bitch!
He'd be like, just bite me. It's worth it. I do love that line from Daryl, though. That was good.
Which line?
The one where she said, you know, thanks for the help. And he said, you said you could take care of yourself. Like, you know, you're trying to be a tough bitch and then you need my help. Fuck you.
Yeah, they kept doing that back and forth, and I was kind of getting tired of it, I'm not going to lie. I was like, all right, man. Y'all going to make up your mind. I thought either y'all going to help each other or not. I mean, what the fuck y'all going to do? Okay?
Yeah, just hurry up, have a drink, and fuck. All right.
Now, that was what was coming to my point of view. I thought they was going to fuck in that place, because there was that point where Daryl sat on that couch and started drinking that moonshine. I was just looking a little bit. I was like, when is she gonna get up out there and just like do a little sexy walk for him or something like that? And he'd be like, why don't you take them clothes off? Like, why am I talking like Matthew McConaughey now? Anyway.
She fucking did.
Daryl ain't nowhere near as smooth as that nigga. But anyway. Well, that's all the questions I got, man.
Yeah, I guess.
I forgot about CJ.
I don't know. He's apparently still here, but he's not here. He must have packed himself into his suitcase.
I hear some grilling in the background. I'm like, damn, that nigga frying some, that nigga cooking right now?
You better hope, aren't you guys doing the darkness now? So you better hope he gets his ass back.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's how that show works. Fuck it.
just like, yep, it's all done. Yeah,
fuck it.
Well, I guess that is it then. That must be it. Because my ass has got to get to work. Your ass has got to record the darkness. And Sammy, I don't know what your ass is doing.
Going to sleep.
Oh, I was about to say.
Oh, there you go.
Hopefully it's getting fucked and she's recording it and posting it online, but that's just me.
Unlikely, but you never know.
That is my backup plan if all this shit falls apart.
I was about to say, are you sure you're not on a recording for a, you know, what you did at SpillCon?
Oh my god.
You think we can find that somewhere? I just thought about that now. Hold on, wait a minute. You did get caught fucking in public, so wait a minute, hold on. That ain't on camera nowhere? Nobody pulled out a phone on that?
There was one picture. Picture. And you can't even see nothing.
Okay, goddamn, you drunk motherfucker. That's all right. Alright, well, whatever then. Alright. You on the phone then, fuck it.
And I guess we'll probably be back next week if they fucking get better episodes, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you said, he was P1, I am Wayne, Sammy.
Struggle Joe.
And the bear, wherever the fuck
he is. Oh my god,
he's
back!
Like a ghost or something.
Chicago John.
Well, that's it, people. I'm fucking getting out of here. Thank you, people. Thank you for listening. And, well, fuck you all. See you later.
Thank you. Yeah.